A new study shows kids in Anchorage are better behaved than they were 20 years ago. A comparison of data from 1995 and 2013 shows teenagers are participating in fewer risky behaviors like smoking, drinking, and unprotected sex. And for many measures, they are doing better than the national average. KSKA's Ann Hillman looks at what may be behind the change.
20 years ago, behavioral health research started to show that if you want teenagers to behave, stop nagging them. Michael Karofsky with the Anchorage Youth Development Coalition says there's an easier, more positive way.
If we could just help kids build on their strengths, increase their social-emotional skills, give them more caring adults, give them opportunities to contribute, meaningful opportunities, feel support from it, having caring teachers, a whole bunch of things. If we did all of that, then all the negative behaviors go down. We don't have to talk about alcohol. We don't have to talk about suicide. We don't talk about depression. All we got to do is build on these strengths.
So a group of youth-focused organizations in Anchorage did just that. And new data shows it might be working. Teens in Anchorage used to rank higher than the national average for considering suicide, experiencing sexual violence, smoking pot, and feeling unsafe at school. Now they rank lower or equal for most risky behaviors. The data is based mostly on the CDC's Youth Risk Behavior Survey, which is self-reported. But Karofsky says that doesn't make it invalid.
They've gone to great lengths to make sure that the survey is reliable and valid. They have, you know, all kinds of checks and balances built in, so if kids mark random questions, the computer can pick that up and can throw them out.
Karofsky says it's not only supportive families, teachers, schools, and youth agencies that can help strengthen kids' resilience.
You know, all of us have a role. And you know, even if you don't have kids, if you certainly see kids in the neighborhood, and you don't have to go overboard, but just waving or saying, I use the example of a beggar in the grocery store. If you see somebody, look at their name, say, hi, Sam, or hi, Joni, whatever. You know, it's like, wow, that guy, you know. Every kid loves to hear that.
You can see how Anchorage stacks up against the nation and select cities on our website, alaskapublic.org. From the Urban Affairs Desk, I'm Ann Hillman.